A large share of ultramarathon runners do not finish, and the core argument is that the limiting factor is usually mental rather than physical. Injuries and training gaps matter, but many athletes stop because their minds give up before their bodies reach their true limits. The central claim is that mental resilience is a trainable skill, not an innate trait, and deliberate psychological preparation is essential for finishing ultra distances. The article also separates mental toughness from resilience. Toughness is the ability to stay focused, regulate emotions, maintain positivity, adapt to setbacks, and push through discomfort. Resilience, by contrast, is the capacity to recover and bounce back after difficulties. Ultra runners are said to develop higher resilience than non-runners, and successful runners often show strong self-efficacy, emotional stability, and the ability to manage pain and fatigue. A key point is that mental fatigue can influence perceived effort more strongly than physical fatigue. That helps explain why a mentally prepared runner can outlast a physically stronger competitor. Elite ultra runners are not portrayed as people who feel less pain. Rather, they feel pain like everyone else but process it differently. They treat discomfort as temporary, manageable, and part of the race, rather than as a signal to stop. The article emphasizes that 70% of ultra runners may misjudge their mental readiness for race day. It suggests that runners should assess their psychological baseline by tracking emotional stability during hard runs, pain responses, self-talk, reactions to stress, and recovery mindset. Successful ultra runners are described as showing consistent psychological patterns, including the ability to experience fatigue and happiness at the same time. Less successful runners may spiral into anger, depression, or discouragement when tired, so the goal is to build steadier emotional habits under pressure. Mental training is presented as a core part of ultra preparation. Recommended practices include mindfulness, visualization of race scenarios, positive and strategic self-talk, goal setting, emotional control techniques, and stress exposure training. The article argues that mindfulness can improve pain management and race performance, while self-talk can reduce how hard effort feels. Mental training should be progressive, similar to physical training. Start with manageable challenges and gradually increase difficulty. That can mean running in difficult weather, making decisions while fatigued, tolerating planned discomfort, and simulating race conditions. Pain tolerance is treated as a learned skill, and the article claims that 40% of performance gaps in ultra running may come from pain avoidance behaviors. Effective pain management strategies include accepting discomfort, reframing pain as a challenge rather than a threat, breaking the race into smaller segments, and gradually building exposure to discomfort. It also recommends structured pain training methods, such as progressive intensity, short pain spikes followed by recovery, breaking long efforts into chunks, and controlled cold exposure. The goal is not to eliminate pain, but to improve performance despite it. Race day psychology is another major focus. The article states that 70% of marathon runners hit the wall, and that mental preparation determines whether a runner pushes through or drops out. Pre-race preparation should include reducing unnecessary stress, protecting quiet time, visualizing the race, listing potential worries, setting multiple goals, reviewing past training successes, and planning responses to problems. Elite runners are described as using multiple goal types, including short-term, long-term, absolute, and flexible targets. During the race, recommended tactics include breaking the distance into manageable chunks, focusing on gratitude, trusting training, staying present, and using positive self-talk. The article stresses adaptability, because ultra races often involve unexpected problems such as nausea, gear failures, weather changes, or poor fueling. Mentally rehearsing negative scenarios can improve performance under pressure. Practical examples include switching to liquid fuel when nauseated and carrying backup gear for hydration problems. A key strategy is postponement. When a runner feels like quitting, they delay the decision to drop out, preventing emotion-driven choices during temporary lows. Recovery is presented as both physical and mental. The article argues that mental recovery can take longer than physical healing, and that post-race emotional vulnerability is common. It describes post-race blues, a period of emptiness, mild depression, or emotional crash after the race, caused partly by the sudden drop in feel-good chemicals that were elevated during training and racing. Recovery should include easy movement, proper nutrition and hydration, quality sleep, emotional processing, and social connection. Elite runners are said to take at least 2 weeks of gentle recovery, with more rest days than usual, while still allowing light movement. The article also emphasizes learning from setbacks. DNFs, poor performances, and race problems are framed as part of long-term development rather than final failures. Keeping a running diary can help runners identify patterns, understand weaknesses, and build future resilience. Major breakthroughs are said to often follow major failures, especially when athletes analyze setbacks without excessive self-judgment. The main takeaway is that ultra success depends on matching psychological endurance with physical endurance. Runners should train their minds with the same consistency as their bodies, develop pain management skills, prepare for race day uncertainty, and prioritize mental recovery after racing. Mental toughness is built through practice, reflection, and gradual exposure to difficulty. Ultimately, the article positions the ultrarunning mindset as the decisive factor separating finishers from those who drop out.